Lord, we set ourselves in agreement around the world and in this congregation for the spirit of peace and the spirit of love and the spirit of unity. We take authority over every satanic will, every satanic desire, every satanic intention or motive, and we speak death to it in the name of Jesus. No more will we allow the powers of rebellion and disobedience and strife to live in this house. We curse them from the root, and we curse them with death. Dry up and wither away in the name of Jesus. We loose the prosperity of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We speak life. We speak healing. We speak divine healing and life to the roots of our prosperity. And we command them to spring up and increase and grow in the name of Jesus. Live and not die. I rebuke death and sickness and disease off of the midst of you. I take authority in the name of Jesus over sickness and death and rebellion. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Every contention, spirit of contention over our money, over our healing, over our divine unity, over our harmony, I bind and rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I command you to leave the presence of the throne of God. Leave the presence of the midst of the healing virtue of God. Leave it in Jesus' name. Lord, right now we thank you for divine healing, divine life, and divine health. We thank you for divine peace. We thank you for, we rebuke the divine powers of darkness. We rebuke the divine powers of darkness, principalities and powers and rules of darkness in this world. We rebuke the counterfeit spirit. We rebuke the counterfeit spirit of the devil in the satanic powers of darkness. We take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for divine illumination to see. To see into the spirit realm. To see into the spirit realm. Open our eyes like they, you said to Elijah. Let them see that the ones that be with us are greater than the ones that be against us. Father, we thank you that the ones that are against, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No gossiping spirit. No lying spirit. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every lying spirit. Every spirit that are working on baby Christians. To gossip and to murmur, we bind that spirit and cast it out in the name of Jesus. We take authority over that spirit in Jesus' name. We curse the spirit of unforgiveness and rebellion in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be a spirit of honor and respect and reverence for the anointing of God. Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We bind every mocking spirit in the name of Jesus. We rebuke any lying spirit, any spirit of division, and every spirit of confusion. We take authority over you in the name of every spirit of doubt and unbelief. I take authority over you, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. And I loose the spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every worry spirit. I rebuke every worry spirit. In the name, every wandering spirit, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I cast you out in Jesus' name. And I loose faith. Lord God, let there be faith. Illuminate us this night with faith. Faith to move every mountain. Love, Lord God, to heal every moment, every unclean thing that came against us. Let love, Lord, you said love will never fail. Let love arise in our hearts, Lord God. Let love arise in our hearts. The Bible said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Father God, we thank you for the anointing of recovery. The anointing to recover all. Every thief is bound. Every thieving spirit is bound in the name of Jesus. And we will recover all tonight in Jesus' name. Your word is divine and is full of revelation and is full of illumination. Lord God, Holy Spirit, we invite you in here to speak to us. Reveal to us the hidden things of darkness, Lord God. Reveal to us your rhema word, O God, in Jesus' name. And we take authority over every demon of divorce, strife, unforgiveness in Jesus' name. We bind you in Jesus' name. Lord, let your perfect will be spoken tonight. In the name of, let your perfect will be spoken. Lord, we pray for the sick, the afflicted. We pray for the people that are at home. We pray for the people that are home listening to this program. Lord God, let them be healed and restored in the name of Jesus. Let healing come in Jesus' name in the midst of their homes. Let restoration. Lord, let them be born again into the kingdom of heaven. Lord God, let their fruits increase. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, and temperance. Against there is no law. Lord God, we thank you for your divine intervention right now. Intervene right now. There are people around the world and in this room that need a quick answer. They've been praying, but their prayers have not been answered. Lord God, I want you to answer their prayers speedily in the name of Jesus. Answer, reveal. Illuminate us, Lord, with your understanding in the name of Jesus. Illuminate us with your understanding. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my family, my children. I rebuke sickness off my children in Jesus' name. Lord, I lose health and life and healing. I rebuke every witch, every warlock. I rebuke every spirit that tried to curse my family and my children and my ministry. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I speak death to you in Jesus' name. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I take authority over you. Every spirit that will come against my finances, I bind you in Jesus' name. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I speak healing to the finances of my congregation and to my partners. I command healing over their finances. I command healing in life and heal divine miracles in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for their bodies. Be healthy, be healed, be full of life. I pray for their minds. I rebuke confusion. I rebuke depression in the name of Jesus. I command healing over their minds. I rebuke healing in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the powers of darkness in Jesus' name. Healing. I command healing over their minds in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I can loose a sound mind in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. We praise you. Father, we praise you in the name of Jesus for your divine miracle power. We thank you for your divine miracle power in the name of Jesus. Lord, we got move people out of our lives that don't mean us no good, Lord. Hallelujah. Move them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for divine healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for divine healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall recover in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for your divine power in Jesus' name. We rebuke every unclean excuse, every lying spirit. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We know who you are, devil, and we will have victory over you in Jesus' name. We know who you are, and we will bind you in the name of Jesus. We will seek God with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and we will find the answers in the name of Jesus. No matter how long it takes, we will get the answer. Because we will seek God with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your divine answers in Jesus' name. We thank you that you hear our prayers, and you hear our prayers always in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. We praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we glorify your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Father, we praise you in the name of Jesus. Glorify your name, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Today I was praying all day. I would not answer the phone because I was praying. The Lord told me he was going to move people from all over the world to help me. And I'm seeing the people that he's using to help me. I'm seeing that I got to be sensitive and wise how to deal with them. Sometimes when you get anxious, you make mistakes. You get offended. And God began to reveal to me about being offended. The name of this message, tape number 30,000, it's Faith versus Worry. The gate of faith and the gate of worry. It's a very sensitive area, faith and worry. God does not want you to worry. But it takes wisdom not to worry. Because the demon of worry will cause you to get offended. So let us read from the book of Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, the gate of faith versus worry. Now faith will always excel over worry. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. Now, we are in a war. You are in a war for your family, your healing, your prosperity. You are in a war for your righteousness, for your harmony with your family. The devil is a liar, and the devil will try to attack through everyone to cause you to not walk in faith. The devil is after the unity. The Bible said a house to be divided cannot stand. He's going to try to attack you with everything he has to stop you, but he cannot stop you. The devil is defeated. The Bible said no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. No, see, when the heat comes, the Bible said it comes to try you. The devil is a liar. The devil comes to try you. He comes to try your faith. The Bible said, let patience have its perfect work, so you shall be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, anytime the gates of heaven have been opened to reveal to you how to want nothing, the devil has to attack because he's trying to steal the word that was sown in your heart. Let us read from Mark chapter 4, verse 1. And he began again to teach by the wayside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to reveal to you, the Bible says, sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. It's very important that we understand the time, the signs of the time. You see, around the world, there is fighting, war, devastation, murder. And the Bible says in the last days, men's hearts will fail them for the things that will come upon the world. So in the Word of God, God begins to reveal to us how to defeat worry. The Bible says, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, the minister of God, the apostle of God, is trying to sow something in your heart for you to perceive the image, the express image of Christ. Now, immediately when the word is sown, the devil is going to try to God's people to make you argue. He may work through many kind of people. So today, every Thursday, I do nothing for 8, 9, 10 hours, lay before God and pray. All kind of things were going on. But the Lord wanted to speak to me about the things that are going to happen, the things that have happened in the past, and the things that are happening in the future. Now, if we don't pray, we won't be able to bind the strong men that are releasing the demons to attack us. Satan, his job is to release the strong men to continue to vex you, to bring contention over your prosperity. But in the name of Jesus, we will take dominion over the strong men, and we will not be defeated in the name of Jesus. We will not be defeated. We will not be destroyed. We will spring up. We will increase, and we will win and not die in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. Now, you are a farmer, praise God. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Say, devoured it up. The devil's job is to devour everything that you sow. That's his job. So, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared every morning, noon, and night to bind the devourer. The devourer is your enemy. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So when people say something about me or say something to me, I'm watching. Is it the devil or is it God? You see, because the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rules of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So I know the devil can work through your family. The devil can even work through me. There have been some time I'll be praising the Lord, and right after that, I get angry. The devil tries to vex me and get me angry. And the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, this is called outbursts of wrath. Because the devil has a magnifying glass, and he knows how to check your heart. He knows how to use an x-ray to see if the treasures of your heart have been washed from offense, from getting afflicted, how does this person deal with persecution? How does this person deal with thieves? How does this person deal with lust? How does this person deal with worry? How does this person deal with deceitfulness? All of these areas, the devil has a magnifying glass because he's trying to get into that gate and to wash out, clean out the word that's germinating inside your heart. So he has to continue to use a magnifying glass on your heart to get between that gate, between that door, so he can clean out what's inside of you and harden your heart. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you hear me tonight. The Bible said, and some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Say, withered away. And some fell among thorns, and some thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Say, no fruit. We are after yielding fruit. We are not down here to be defeated, to be lazy. We are here to bear fruit. The Bible said increase and grow and bear fruit. The Bible said every year God comes to examine your harvest. So that's how I'm harvest minded. So I'm here to bear fruit. So I'm watching over every area of this department of JCN because I'm here to bear fruit. And I must know that the fruit is growing so I can give an answer to God. Amen? Every year God comes to examine. He sends an auditor, an angel of the living God, to audit your fruit. Praise God. I'll prove it in the scripture. And the Bible says when the sun was up, it was scorching because it had no root and it withered away. The sun represents persecution, worry, and getting offended. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit, and others fell on good ground. So ladies and gentlemen, we are trying to become the good ground. But at the same instant, the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So the first thing you got to have with your salvation is the fruit of honor, the fruit of sincerity, the fruit of respect. Because the Bible said a prophet have no honor in his own home. So as God begins to reveal the Lord Jesus to you, people are not going to respect you because they're dealing under the treasure of dishonesty. Because you see, everybody reads the Bible and seeks God on different levels. And so people will always try to judge you and examine you instead of looking at theirself. Because the Bible said love can't see evil. So the Bible says walk in love because people are going to begin to see you and judge you and see evil in you or see your faults. So if you don't walk in love, you will blow up and get offended. Very important. Because the devil is after your treasure of your heart. You see, if he can give you to abort, to have an abortion with the fruits of your spirit, what will happen? The devil can steal your destiny. He can steal your future. He can steal your testimony. He can steal your confession of faith. That's what he's after. He don't care nothing about your family. He wants the word that's sown in you because the Bible said in his Isaiah, he said, God watches over his own word to perform it. So after you're speaking the word, confessing faith, call things that be not as though they were, the devil is afraid. Because the more you call things that be not as though they were, the devil knows you have a creative power coming out your mouth, so he has to stop it. So he stops it through getting offended, being persecuted, being worried, being offended. Those are the elements and the strong men that are attacking the body of Christ right now. And the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. What does that mean? The powers of darkness are contending over your fruit, over your status in Christ. Because he knows he has to stop you. If he doesn't stop you, you're going to defeat him in the name of Jesus. That's my job as an apostle, to defeat the devil. I am after the devil. I'm after his demons. I'm after everything about him. I do not like the devil. I do not like people that worship the devil. I do not like nothing about the devil. So if you got demons in you, I don't like you. And I'm going to cast them out. Because my job is to make you pure and holy and full of the love of Jesus. That's my job. I might not be the most polished guy when I'm doing it now. Because we're all growing now. We're all growing. Say we're all growing. Thank God that we're all growing. The Bible said, but Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. Now, we know that there's a gate called the author. He's still writing your destiny. And the more you seek God, the more he reveals the chapter of who you are in Christ. See? So he's the author and he's the finisher of your faith. Praise God. The Bible said he will never leave you nor forsake you, praise God. He will never leave me nor forsake me. The Bible said I'm more than a conqueror. The Bible said neither death nor life nor principality nor power, nothing shall separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Because the Bible said the kingdom of God is within me, praise God. And the Bible said up out of the abundance of my heart I'm going to speak, and God watches over his own word to perform it. So the more I speak God's word, the more he's going to perform miracles and healing, deliverance in my life and in your life, praise God. Hallelujah. Now God said to me this morning, he said, and some fell on good ground, say good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 60, some 30, and some 100-fold. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. And when he was come alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. God revealed this to me as I was laying there seeking his face. He said, unto you, it is known to be revealed the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Now, the word of God is a mystery to people. But the Bible said there's a secret place inside the scripture called the kingdom of heaven. Now, many people never unlock this mystery because the Bible said it is not given unto them. So it takes an apostle to reveal the scripture to the congregation around the world. That's why you see the church sick in this hour, because the apostles have not risen up and revealed the rhema word of God to the body. Watch this. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Listen, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. That's why people struggle with answers, because the Bible said it's to them in parables. Listen with me. That seeing they may not see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand. So we know right there are some people that can see. There are some people that can perceive. There are also some people that can hear. And there are also people that are hearing from God, because he said it right there. But there are also people that are not hearing. They're not heard from God. They're not perceiving what God's saying. And the Bible said they can't see. They can't see. So the ultimate thing, God wants us to know how to pray. The Bible said the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we know the Bible said Jesus looked up to God and he said, God, I thank you that you hear me, and I know you hear me always. So we know that even God hears people. Not only can we hear from God, but God hears us when we pray. Now, some people, they pray and it don't get answered for 20 years, because they waiting for the preacher to lay hands on them. They won't fast and pray and seek God, because we are in a storm. Say a storm. And God said, he got up in the boat and he said, peace, be still. So ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know how to rebuke the storm, you're going to stay in a stormy atmosphere. Because the devil is attacking your mind with schizophrenic thoughts and voices. And if you don't have power to put on the helmet of salvation, you're going to be controlled by these voices and by these thoughts and by these stormy, controversial atmospheres that try to control your mind. That's why the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rules of darkness in this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, take up unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against. So we know that there must come a time in your life when you learn how to stand to hear, stand to perceive, stand to see. If you all have no perception in the spirit realm and no time in prayer and intercession and in travail, what will happen? The devil will steal your peace and your joy. Praise God. But the Bible says there's coming a new remnant. It's called, these people have the authority to rebuke the storm. Praise God. And tonight I reveal to you the Lord Jesus, the power to rebuke the storm. It's time that we rebuke the storms. Praise God. Hallelujah. The storms of debt, the storms of poverty, the storms of sickness and disease, the storms of division and confusion, and hallelujah, divination, witchcraft. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you in the name, which is above every name, the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. That name will defeat you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand. At least at any time, listen, ladies and gentlemen, they should be converted. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the result of the word going forth should convert you. Say, convert me. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, say, convert me. God's purpose for sending Jesus Christ into the world is to convert you. It's called the authority of the conversion. So faith is the only thing that can convert you. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So ladies and gentlemen, stop looking at the storm and start looking by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. So we have to get into a secret place with God to for God to reveal to us the mysteries of faith, so that when we walk out the room, we're full of faith. And so when we're hearing and seeing things that we're, that are trying to torment us, faith will come out of our mouth. But the Bible says, though a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you don't spend quality time with God, you will worry. You will be defeated mentally, emotionally, spiritually. He will put you in bondage. But the Bible said the joy of the Lord is your strength. Tonight is the night of joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God. We need partners, small or great. We need you to send. We need a million people to send $60. That's right. We need money to stay on this air and to stay on the air around the world. We need more partners, praise God. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, you need to call right now and make a pledge. Some of you can send $1,000, $10,000, $1 million. Some of you have sat back and got blessed. Your families have got restored. We've heard testimonies all over the world. And now you need to stand with me, praise God. Because I believe this is good ground. And if you sow in good ground, you shall reap if you faint not, praise God. We got to beat off the birds off of our sacrifice. When you come and sow a seed and pay your gift and tithes and offerings, you have to spend time in prayer to beat off the birds off of your sacrifice. That's what Abraham had to do. When Abraham sacrificed the lamb for it to be going into the nose of God, what happened? The Bible said the birds came and tried to eat up his sacrifice. He had to beat them off because God was looking on the sacrifice, but the thing that was covering it was the birds. Say the birds. Every time you give a gift, the devil sends a demon to go over your sacrifice and your gift. And you got to beat that devil off so that gift can go into the nose and into presence of God. Or God will never see your gift if you don't spend time in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And their sins should be forgiven them. Say your sins be forgiven you. Glory to God. Praise God. And he said unto them, hallelujah, know ye not this parable? And listen, how then will you know all parables? So ladies and gentlemen, here goes a remnant that doesn't understand God's word. And here goes a scripture that says, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? So it is God's will, the Bible says, for you to know all parables. Say, know all parables. It is God's will for you to know the mysteries of God. It is God's will. So a lot of people think, oh no, it is not God's will for me to speak in tongues. It is not God's will for me to pray in the spirit. It's not God's will for me to be healed or blessed financially. I'm supposed to be broke, stupid, sick, and dumb. The Bible said that's a demon. Cast out that deaf and dumb spirit right now in Jesus' name. You can lay hands on your own head and say, deaf and dumb spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. You ain't got to let that deaf and dumb spirit harass you. Hallelujah. The God said, though a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The Bible said, up out of the abundance of man's heart, he's going to speak. And where thy treasure is, there will thy heart be also. So if you haven't spent quality time with God, that's your problem. Stop blaming God. Stop blaming the pastor. Stop blaming your sisters and brothers. Stop blaming everybody and stop being offended and start seeking God. Praise God. That's what the word says. Now go into Mark chapter 4, verse 14. Now here's the good part. Oh, glory to God. Get ready. Get your popcorn and soda punch. Because I'm getting ready to hit you with a glory cloud that's going to zap you. And you're going to think you're at the movies watching Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. Praise God. Watch this. Now the sower soweth the word. And there, these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, say they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now ladies and gentlemen, here is the revelation of the Bible that's going to change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, as I minister the word tonight, there are demonic forces that are listening to you hearing the word by television, by radio, in the congregation. And if you do not listen to me, what will happen? The devil will come through gossip, getting offended. When somebody tells you what to do, you don't want to hear it. So you get mad. That's the devil. You try to blame them, but it's really you. Because the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So you never know the level of people's pressure and stress So if I make a mistake, I always say I'm sorry. I make many mistakes. That's one thing about me, praise God. But I was telling somebody tonight, I said, well, if I make a mistake, bring those people to me and let them tell me what mistake I made so I can say I'm sorry. Because sometimes people lie on you. I could have offended you. And so that offended you. So you went and told somebody and they said, well, you know, he offended me too. That could be a lie though. But then what they're going to do, they're going to say, well, he offended me too to agree with you. But really, they're lying. So what you do, the Bible said, when your brother offends you, go to your brother and make peace. Don't even put a gift on the altar if you have offense against somebody. Because it ain't going to work. I don't care how much money you give. If you're offended by somebody, you should go talk to the person and say, you know what? I didn't like what you said. I didn't like how you treated me. Please don't do that again. Because we have to keep harmony in the body. But what the devil will do to get you to gossip and hold the offense and hold the bitterness. Another thing, you're not supposed to rebuke an elder. If you're a child, you're not supposed to tell an elder what to do. But the elder is supposed to listen too. He's supposed to be sensitive enough to listen. But the way we do things, the Bible said, come to your brother with two or three people and talk to them. Because sometimes people are going through something, you don't know what they're going through, and you don't know why people are getting angry or they may not be agreeable with you, because you don't know what people are going through. Everybody in this room and around the world are going through something. And that's why the Bible said, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. There may be a time you see me tormented by the devil. You don't know what I'm going through. You may have to cast the devil off me. Amen. And I may have to cast the devil off you too. That's why the Bible said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means hurt you. He said, behold, I give you power to tread. I give you power to cast out demons. I give you power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If you see a person sick, now anger is sickness. You need to cast the devil. You need to just not say nothing. You say, well, praise the Lord. I'll talk back to you in a minute. Go in the bathroom. Cast the devil out of them or off of them. Plead the blood. Call them back. Hey, you all right now? You know, I had just a wave of peace and joy. Because you don't know that they went in the bathroom and prayed for you. But that's why we call prayer every 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 6 in the evening. Why? Because before I come into the pulpit, we should be in prayer. We shouldn't be working. We should be praying. I've noticed in the last 2 months that the devil always got something for you to do. And you think you're busy, but you ain't on your knees. Sometimes we're late for prayer. Sometimes we don't even show up for prayer because the devil has stolen your destiny. Every time you don't pray, the devil can steal your destiny. Even me, I'm telling you, many times I was in L.A. The devil would always try to put somebody and call me so I wouldn't get on my knees. And as I laid there and sought the Lord tonight and I prayed, the Lord began to reveal to me where the strategies of the devil has stolen my course, my position, my focus, my attention. And so many times we are going through financial problems or we're going through emotional problems. We can easily be drawn away from a desire because that desire has not been anchored in the Lord. And so tonight we want to anchor your desire. The Bible said on good ground. Say good ground. We want to anchor your attention, your focus, your motives, your affections on the good ground of the Word of God. Praise God. And that must be anchored by faith. Say by faith. The Bible said by faith. The Bible said Abraham. Glory to God. The Bible said when he was 90 years old, when his wife was barren and couldn't have a baby, the Bible said by faith. They agreed by faith. And the Bible said Sarah bore a baby at 90. Because see, faith is a substance, and it's a perception, and it's a vision, and it's something that you're pregnant with. That when you begin to deposit the Word of God down in that basket of God's springing water, the water of God begins to mix with the Word and begins to produce what's called dunamis power. And then when you speak that thing, instant results come. Because see, now you're speaking from the spirit. See, a lot of times we read the Bible, we're reading it mentally. But we're not having any perception, any understanding, any revelation, any intensity. We're not really seeking God in the time, in a moment of studying the word to receive perception, revelation. See, revelation is a substance. But the devil will come immediately to steal that revelation. That's his job. See, once we understand the job of the devil and our job, then we will keep what God gives us. Say, keep what God gives us. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever fall in love, you want to keep it. See, the word of God, when you read it, you got to fall in love with it. Or that you allow the devil to steal it from you immediately when it's sown. Hallelujah. The Bible said the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but they have heard Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now listen to this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I begin to go before God. And I began to look up the word to be sown and how the devil immediately was able to come and steal the word that was sown in their hearts. I said, because many times I've read the Bible or God gave me something and immediately the devil's able to take it from me. And I was like, wow, because I'm floating for a day, right? And it's like a balloon, like, and all of it just leaks out. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I gotta get a revelation on this. This seed was a gate. Listen, a door. The devil could open easy. He came by himself. You see, it didn't say the devil brought anybody with him. And when we read on stony ground and on thorns, he brought somebody else with him. But we see right here in verse 15, chapter 4 of Mark, that the devil came by himself. Because he knew we were ignorant of the gate and the door. Listen to this. There was no penetration with the word of God. Now, the two keys was rich, detached easily, moved. Okay, the devil was able to detach the word easily from the man's heart. Now, God began to show me how, because the man had no conduct. If you don't have conduct, the devil can steal the word immediately out of your heart. He can even do it to your wife, your husband, your kids, your loved ones. Because he is after harmony. Because I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. My Bible says, I don't know what your Bible says. It said if two or more would agree asking God anything, it shall be done. So the devil is after our agreement. He's after the understanding of us agreeing. Because the Bible said if we agree on anything, it shall be done. So we need to start teaching on agreement, the power of agreement. Watch this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, then it begins to talk about stony ground. I'm going to go back over this on Sunday because this thing is rich, praise God, and I'm going to go back over this. And these are they likewise, listen, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately, listen, they immediately receive it with gladness. Now they receive the word, listen, and have no root. Say, have no root. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you what root is. Root. They said it have no root. Listen. So you see, if you don't have root, watch what happens. And so endure before a time. Now, what are they enduring with? If you go with me, hold your hand to Mark. Go with me. We were talking about this. You need to get that tape. I don't know if it's tape 27,000 or 28,000. It's talking about patience. God revealed to me the revelation of patience. And so God begins to reveal over and over different scriptures to enforce what he's saying. Listen. Now, we're talking about patience. He says, James 1, 3. No, let's start at 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you shall be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So we see right here that this person had no root because he had no patience. Okay, watch this. Now, let's look at the word. Okay, now remember, now I begin to look up no root in themselves. So who is the root? Jesus. Jesus is the root. Hallelujah. Watch. And so endure before a time afterward when affliction and persecution. So when you ain't got too much of Jesus in you, affliction and persecution. So I looked up the word affliction and persecution. Hallelujah. Listen to this. To put to flight, drive away. To pursue, drive out, cast forth. Suggestion or force to chase away. To act of a demon on a man. The act of a demon on a man. The storms of life, the power of winds upon a ship. To push, to thrust out, a storm, tossed ship ashore. Born to bear through, to drive by the wind, affliction. Now listen. Offended. To put standby. So now listen, this person that's offended will meditate on that offense. They will be blocked the way a wrongdoer to sin. See, when you disobey God, when you don't walk in the joy of the Lord and the love of God, you will block consistency. You will block the preservation, the preserving power that God gave you to stay happy. That's why anger comes from the soul. That's why the Bible says in the book of James, they're earthly, sensual, and devilish. That steals the presence of God in your life. Arises prejudice. Here's where prejudice comes from. It comes from a stony heart, becoming a hindrance to others, idols, an obstacle, gods of the Canaanites, is Exodus 33:33, leads people into error or sin, a haughty spirit, refrain from doing anything that leads astray, blameless, void of offense, become void of offense. See, the devil will pull you all kind of ways to keep you from growing and taking root. Because once you get the root, if you ever, I don't know if you ever watched a palm tree when there's a storm. Always watch Miami when there's a hurricane. Now, it'll blow down houses, but I guarantee you it won't blow that palm tree down. That palm tree's roots are deep down in the ground. And oh, some leaves may fall. You may lose some fruits, but you won't lose the stock in the tree, praise God. You understand? You can always bear more fruit. But the main thing is your conduct, your character, your stock, your foundation. Your foundation is your character and your conduct. Praise God. Now remember, we talked the seed was a gate. Now, being offended is a gate. You can't say anything if first somebody didn't say something to your ear to make you open your gate and say something. So getting offended is a gate. That's why you got to shut the gate of offense. You got to shut the gate of persecution and affliction. The only reason you're getting afflicted because it's down there where your heart is, and your heart is stony, and you haven't developed love, and you haven't developed imagination with Jesus in that area. Amen. You have to imagine Jesus in that area, praise God. Now, listen to me. And these are they which are sown amongst thorns. Now, listen to what thorns means. Thorns, painful, physical, humiliating, satanic organisms to buffet. The suffering of its effects. Thorns have an effect. Thorn of Jesus had, like you see when the thorns they put on Jesus' head, well, those thorns represented sickness and disease, dis-ease, displeasure. Seeds of thorns, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things. Cares was still living in that house and in the foundation of that. It was easy for the devil to open that door, so he used these keys. See, persecution and affliction and worries are keys to open your heart. And if the foundation of your heart, underneath your emotions, are still full of being offended, getting angry, it'll be all easy to open that door, go wide right in, and make you react and make you produce that character. Because it's still in your heart, praise God. Hallelujah. Whew, glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Whew, keep those phones ringing, praise God. 619-239-9281. door. No root, no commitment, relationship. It choked it out. Now the pastor's job is to guide, to tend the flock, and the feed and the teach. And the word thorns means also to arouse, to grow weary, to be beaten out, to labor, to faint, weather, a winter storm, deceit, false impressions, influence, to cheat, strength, to cheat people, void of anything profitable, self-deceit, no common sense, you're easy lured away by bait, lust, strong desire, immoral perversion, worldly, the Lord against the flesh and the senses. So the Bible said the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh wars against the spirit. Who is the spirit? Jesus. Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter. So that spirit represents Jesus. So the spirit of God is trying to get down in those areas of your heart and those doors of your heart to produce Jesus in that area. But what will happen, sometimes when somebody corrects you, you'll get offended. Because you don't like being corrected. Hallelujah. I don't hear too many people saying amen. Amen. You know when it's good, folks don't say amen. I heard you out there. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. So we're talking about the cares. So I looked up the word cares. And God began to reveal to me about hearing. And God began to show me the power of hearing. I want to go over that. He that was founded on the character of Jesus on good ground is a door, it's a gate, it's constitution, it's beneficial. They heard the word, they opened the door, and they received it with gladness. They brung forth fruit with patience. And to bring forth fruit, the word means to abide, to preserve, to be persistent. The good ground, it says right here in verse 20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit. So we're all looking for the manifestation of the fruit, and this is how God is going to help you do it. Number one, you have to hear, hearken, listen, publish, obey, overhear, have your attention undivided. To gain knowledge, understand, communicate with God for revelation. It's very important that you understand the doorway of the ground. It's very important you understand the treasure of people's hearts, because sometimes we're dealing with the past hurts, the past feelings, the past stress, that, okay, they're out of the storm, but they didn't deal with the pain. They didn't deal with the offense of that trial or tribulation they went through. So hey, if you stick that button, you push that button, it's gonna just blow up. And that's what I've seen so many times. Sometimes you can get really close to God, but at first you have to ask God to heal you. Because sometimes you can get a lot of revelation. But if it don't become a treasure of your heart, if it doesn't become a conduct, a character, the devil can steal it easy. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to set on a candlestick? And there is nothing hid which will not be manifest. Neither was anything kept secret, but it was should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. Now on Sunday we're going to go over this. And I want to share with you how to take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Verse 24, Mark chapter 4, verse 24. And I want to go over that again. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. And it's very important to memorize these scriptures. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody wants to be prosperous. Here goes the answer to your prosperity. Here goes the answer to your healing. You must put the word of God in your heart. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. So if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Listen, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of itself. That's a very good scripture right there. The earth bringeth forth fruit of itself. Now, if you still got some world mixed in with God's word, that's why you ain't getting the results you've been asking for. The Bible said, for all that is in the world, there's a lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And it is not of the Father, but it's of the world. There's no wrong with desiring the opposite sex. There's no wrong with wanting love. But you can't lust after them. So the Bible says, try the spirit and see if it is of God. Sometimes you got to try the spirit that's talking to you. We always want to judge and talk and try to counsel everybody else. But first you better listen to the old voices. Make sure they're the angels of God, not the demons of God. Because we know the devil is the god of this world. You know there's two gods. Two voices. And if you don't know how to discern these voices, you may be drawn away by the devil. Hallelujah. So you better know God's voice. The Bible said, my sheep hear my voice and another they will not follow. You have to know the voice of God. Amen. That's why the Bible says in the last days, many are going to say, yea, did we do wonderful works, that we cast out devils. The Bible said, Jesus said, I never knew you though. Because they did not know Jesus. They knew the Holy Spirit to do these miracles. The name of Jesus will still work. You don't even have to have a relationship with Jesus. It says it in the Bible. And that's why it's very important to know sound doctrine. Because many people will be drawn away by their own lusts. I've noticed it. They have no commitment to pray. They have no commitment to live holy. They have no commitment to reverence authority, to be respectful, and to honor authority. I watch you. I watch you in the spirit. But see, my job is to be the pastor and the apostle. That's why sometimes I don't say nothing. Sometimes I get angry because I'm human. Even Jesus took a whip and whipped them out of the church. Did he get angry? Sure he did. And I know somebody got cracked on their butt by that whip. Nobody wants to talk about how Jesus got angry, though. The Bible said they made the church a den of thieves. And we see it today. That's why it's so very important for us to come back to what the word of God says. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after the full corn of the ear. What type of fruit are you receiving? I want to ask you that to examine yourself. What type of fruit are you receiving? Are you still getting offended? Are you still getting angry? Are you sick? You're sick because you are offended. If you want to be healed, there was a person I was still getting angry about. I mean, this person, it was a Christian. They kept vexing me, asking me for money, and they didn't want to work. And I said, well, I can't give you any more money because you need to work. We all got to work. The Bible said if a man don't work, he don't eat. A lot of people were calling me, and I said, I can't help you. I said, I'm out of money. I said, and it was the truth. I said, I need a miracle. And I said, you know what? I said, but if you'll come and pray and be in agreement, I said, I'll share everything with you. And you know, my leg, because of the strife, I began to get sick. And God said, pull back, go away, and I want to share some things with you. And God began to reveal to me this part of the Bible. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle because the harvest has come. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't obey God, you're going to have a harvest, either a good one or a bad one. You will not mock God. The Bible said God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he also reap. You will reap what you sow.